Met Gesem, met Aleph. And we had learned that that Mishamar is Chayi V'Chatos, and that's how we pass in La'aloche. That Mishamar is a Chiyiv D'Rais if a person is Mishamar Yayin. The Rajba asks Akasha as follows. The Haloch is brought down in Hilchis Yontif, Ein Boirin B'Nofe V'Kavore B'Yontif. So he asks, so why do the Chachamim hold Avonoisin and Tluya B'Yontif? If Mishamar is a Maloch of the Reis, is a Boir of the Reis, it's a Tild of a Boir, of Tild of Maraki that we'll have soon. So why should it be permissible in Yontif? And the Rashba of lives by a Tzorich Yin, what is this different than Nofe V'Kavore? On this Kashe, there are two Terutzim. There's one very Gishmaki Teretz from the Yad David. The Yad David says that what it says in Boirin B'Nofe V'Kavore is speaking about Breiris Kitnius. Now when you Boirin Kitnius, that is considered machshirei oichel nefesh. That means after you boil the kidneys, you don't eat them raw. Then you have to go and cook them. So memeila, that is the din of machshirei oichel nefesh. Shahoye efsher la soyson me erev yontev. So memeila, so you're not allowed to do it in yontev. This is a malocha d'araisa. Taket is a malocha of boire. And memeila, therefore, it is also to do in yontif. Masha enkein mishameres itainis. First of all, it could be it is not considered machshirei oichel nefesh. Could be it is considered oichel nefesh mamish. Or afilu, it is considered machshirei oichel nefesh. But we had in Tosfos in the beginning of the sugyim that if this would be done before, it would be niskalkel. So it's machshirei oichel nefesh. He efshel la'asoyson. Therefore it is permissible to do in Yontif. That is the teretz of the Yad David. The Bir Halacha wants to say a teretz that could be Nofa V'Kavere are kelim which are used to be boirer tvue in macholim for a longer period of time. Ashenke Mishameres is a keli that one uses L'Tzorich Yoimoy. So therefore this they were matter. And these kelim of Nofa V'Kavore, which are miyuchid, to be boire l'yomim rabim, is osa. Now let us go back to the Gemara Mishumai Masrinan Bey. The Gemara asked the Kashe, if a person is Mishamer, and we say it is a Yechi of the Reise, Mishumai Masrinan Bey. Rabbe Omar Mishum Boire, Rabbe Zeira Omar Mishum Merake. To get a shtikel klarkeit in this sugya, it is kedai to the mom, Rashi, and that Ayin Heyomid Beis explains as follows, that there are three melochis which were in the Mishkan. There was Zoyre, Boirer, and Merakeit, and Rashi explains the difference between these three. Let us just see the lashon of Rashi. Rashi explains as follows. This is the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Leidomi lezoirer uboirer umerakeit, vize bekashin, vize betroireis, vize bekema. So Rashi explains that in Emerson, these three melaches, zoirer, boirer, umerakeit, were melaches that were mafrid, different types of psoilus from the oichel. And since all three were in the Mishkin, so each one has a different, is considered a different as an obvious neatzmoy. Zoirer is you are mafrid the kashin from the tvue. Boirer, you are mafrid the tzreires from the tvue. And kemach, you are mafrid the subim from the kemach. So memele, these are three processes. And each one is taking away a different type of psilus. Now we have here a fourth process, mishama. We have here shmorim, and we are separating the yayin from the shmorim. So the Gemara clears the shaila, this was not in the Mishkan, so this has to be a tilde of one of the three, one of the two. This is more similar to Boirer and Merakeit. So the shayla of the Gemara is Mishumai Masrinim Bay. With it is a tilde of which of. Now, Boira Bekeli in the Mishkin was Bekitnius. They used to put Kitnius into a Keli, and the Psalis fell down. And while one was holding the Keli, so he held the Kitnius, and the Psalis fell down. So that is a breire bekeli that is considered oichel mitoich psoilis. That means since I'm holding the keli, so that which is in my hand, that is considered the dovo hanivra. So in Melaches breire in the Mishkin, you are breire bekeli al kaponim, you were breire with a keli, and you took the oichel from the psoilis. Because it is considered you took teichel from the psalis, because the keli was biyodai, and that which is biyodai is considered that's the dover that is being taken, and the other thing that falls out is there, it's the psalis that's considered oichel mitoich psalis. Merakeid was the other way around. Merakeid was he held the sieve in his hand, the subin remained in his hand, and the flour fell through. So Memela, in this process of separating the subim from the kemach, this was psoilis mitoich oichel. So we have here two processes of hafrodas psoilis mioichel. Boire kitni is oichel mitoich psoilis. Boire kemach, hakodas kemach, is psoilis mitoich oichel. But there's another inyan. By Hakodas Kemach, we have the Psoilis Lemailo, the Oichel is Lemato. By Boire Kitnius, we have the Oichel Lemailo, and the Psoilis Lemato. Now by Mishamer is in between. Mishamer is not holding anything, so then we consider the thing that moves, that is the Dover Hanivra. So since the wine moves from the Shmorim, so it is considered Oichel Mitoich Psoilis. Le'idach Kisu, so this is a similarity to Boire, which is also Oichel Mitoich Psoilis. Le'idach Kisu, there's a similarity to Merake, because Merake is Psoilis Lemaila of Oichel Lemato, and by Meshamel, when he puts the Shmorim, the soaking shmorim over the mishameres, so also the wine drips down, and the shmorim remains. So this is psoilis lemailo, and oichel lemato. So now the Gemara asks a shailem, mishumai masrinen bay, this process of mishamer, with what ov are you masre? Are you masre with the ov of boire, or the ov of merake? Rabbi Omar Mishum Boire. Rabbi Zeira Omar Mishum Merake. Omar Rabbi Kevosei Didi Mistavre. Ma Dalkoi Shel Boire Neutel Oichel Umeiniach Apsoilis. So here we are speaking about the Boire Bekeli. The Boire Bekeli of Kitnius. So he's holding the keli with the kitnius, and the psalus falls down. So this boira bekeli, it's neutel oichel umeiniach apsalus. Avochinami neutel es oichel umeiniach apsalus. This boira bishameres is also the oichel leaves the psalus. The shmorim remain, and the oichel, the wine, sips out. So bemele, this is also oichel mitoich psalus. This is the svara of Rabbi. Omar Rabzeire, kevosei didi mistabre, ma dalkoi shel merake psoilis milamailo va oichel milamate, avochinami psoilis milamailo va oichel milamato. Yeah, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, mishumai masrinem beile mishamer, Mishum Boire, Dahainami Boire, this is also similar to Boire. Kevasi didi mistavre, di asru bei Mishum Boire, hasrohi, this is considered a hasro. the noitel oichel umeiniach psoilus. So therefore there's a similarity to boire. Ule rabbe, hu adinami, vi asri bei mishum merake, havi asro. It's also a hasro, because it has a similarity to merakid also. That it's psoilus lemailo, v'oichel lemato. Aval rabzeire, I asru bei mishum boire, lav asroi, de loidomi le boire. It is not similar to boire, sheha oichel lemato, u psoilus lemailo. Over here, by Mishamer, it's the Oichel Lamata Psoilus Lamaila. Masha'inkein Beboire Kitni is Sha'a Psoilus Lamata, and the Oichel is Lamaila. For some reason, Rashi assumed that Rabbe is Moide to Rabzeire, and Rabzeire is not Moide to Rabbe. It's not clear where Rashi saw this in the Gemara. That each one says, Kvosi Didi Mistavre. And each one mentions the Rabbi mentions the characteristics of a boire, and Rabbi Zeira mentions as a characteristic of merakeid. And for some reason, Chdusheran wants to bring down. Could be each one is choilik, or maybe Rabbi Zeira is moide to Rabbi. So Rashi somehow saw in the sugya that Rabbi is moide to Rabbi Zeira. That is Shitas Rashi. So according to Rashi, you could be Masra Sai als Boira, Sai als Merake. Davni Neza asks, so if a person is Meshamer, Lachere should bring two Kobonis. Should bring one Kobon als Boira and one Kobon als Merake. I mean, if it's similar to Boira, similar to Merake. So the Egle Tal wants to say that since it's one Maise, so one Kolben should take care of it. Even though this Maise has similarities of Tuboira and Merakit, since it is one Maise, so one Kolben should be Mechaper on the one Maise that is being done. Ma Dalkei Shel Boira, Loi Tikshi Taisvi says, Ahi Deshili Klal Godel, Kemoi Shepirash Nusham. Let us just see for 1 minute, there are two Taisvis in Perik Klal Godel, which are saying Pshat in our Gemara. Taisvis Ayin Dalet Amet Aleph. Beirer va'oichel, oichel miteich psailes. Mashme da oichel miteich psailes ein derech breire bekach. This the Gemara says that it is mutter to take oichel miteich psailes. Vikoshe de bereish perik toilen omrinen Ma dalkei shel boirer oichel miteich psoilus. Here the Gemara says that oichel miteich psoilus is mutter. And there the Gemara says, ma dalkei shel boirer oichel miteich psoilus. The way that we were mevaya Rashi, be'emesin l'chayre, it is not shver discussion. That's why I saw someone says this. Because Rashi is speaking about the din boirer bekeili. There is a boirer bekeili of boirer, that's a breiris kitnius, which is oichel mitoich psoilis. There's a boirer bekeili of merake, which is psoilis mitoich oichel. Now there's a boirer bekeili of mishamer. So we want to clear a shaila, this mishamer is a doima to the boirer bekeili of kitnius, which is oichel mitoich psoilis, or is it doima to merake? This Gemara is speaking about without a keli. Without a keli, boirer, va'oichel, oichel, mitoich psoilis. This is considered derech achila. The minute you use the keli, it's derech breir already. So that's no shaila. No, but there are two types of kelim which are mevara. There's a keli that's mevara, oichel, mitoich psoilis, and that's boirer. That's kitnius, mitoich, from the tzreiris. From the psoilis, and then there's a boire of subim from the kemach. So that is, so the Gemara wants to be medame in the two breire, bekeilim, which is mishamer more similar to. This Gemara is lechayra speaking about, that he's, boire of oichel, oichel miter psoilis is biyat. So biyat, oichel miter psoilis is derech achile. Abo Taisvis, Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis did not say this chilek. Mashmed da oichel mitach psailis ein derech breire bekach. That's not derech breire. So Taisvis learned the lomdis of oichel mitach psailis is not derech breire. Breire is to take away the foreign objects there. Oichel mitach psailis, the heter is, it's not derech breire. Because the bereish perik toilin amrine in madalki shel boirer boirer oichel mitoich psoilis. That's the derech of boirer. It's a derech of boirer to be boirer oichel mitoich psoilis. V'yeshloime da hosam v'psoilis meruba al oichel. There it is speaking about when you have more psoilis than oichel. Havi oichel mitoich psoilis derech breirer. Da hosam v'mishamer ayri. There it is speaking about mishamer. So in the shmorim, there's more shmorim than juice or liquid there. So memele, there the derech breire is, the derech breire is always to take the muet from the merube. That is the derech breire. So memele, so fakert, this is a derech of breire. This is a derech of breire. It would seem from Taisvis that and lechayre, if we are medame the boirer of kidney, so it's also the same. It seems there's more psoilus than kidney, so there it's a derech breire of oichel mitoich psoilus. The egle tal. Now this is this Taisvis says a gewaldike yesod that oichel mitoich psoilus is only mutter when the Eichel Mitoich Psoilis is not considered Derech Breire when you have a Psoilis Muet. If you have Psoilis Merube, so then Eichel Mitoich Psoilis is considered Derech Breire. So other Achreinim want to be Machmer according to Shitas HaToisus, which comes out of the Gewaldike Chumre. If a person, let's say he has bones and chicken, and most of the chicken has been eaten up already. He's looking for a little chicken, and there's a lot of bones. He's searching for the chicken. Mitoich that some is some mele. That's lechayre. You have oichel muet, so that already is derech breire. So others want to ask according to Shitas HaToisvis. The Gleital says that according to Toisvis in this sugya dafayin dalet, which we are not into now. He said, according to Taisvis, it shouldn't be a shayla lahaloch. Why? Because there's a big machlokes harishonim. That what we say, psoilis mitoich oichel is derech breire. So other rishonim learn that is not b'shas achila. B'shas achila, psoilis mitoich oichel is derech achila. That means when a person is in the middle of eating, so memele, it's not chilek if you take oichel mitoich psoilis or psoilis mitoich oichel. That is called the derech achila. Breire is when it's not to, now I'm not in the middle of eating now, I'm being misakin it for later. So then we have the klolim of you misakin it for later, then is it derech breire, is it not derech breire? But b'shas achila, it's always derech achila. This is shitas ha-taisis, the Bir Halacha brings down, it's a shitas ha-rabban, a moire de kekule, that b'shas achila, whatever you do is derech achila. So upon them, this is shitas ha-toisvis also. So memeilas, so the Gleital says there's nothing but to worry about lemaise. He says b'shas you're eating, so there's no inyan of derech breire. Whatever you do is derech achila. The whole tumul is shalai b'shas achila when it is not derech achila. So then the derech breire is, you take the muet from the merube. So that is true. So memeil if the merube will be the psoilis, so then oichel mitoich psoilis will also be the derech breire. But this is only when it is shaloi b'shas achila, or breire b'keili. But b'shas achila and b'yad, so just like Shitas HaToisvis says that Psoilus Mitoich Oichel is Mutter, so that means that Shas Achila makes it Derech Achila. So then, if Psoilus Mitoich Oichel is Mutter, so who then Oichel Muet Mitoich Psoilus Merube will also be Mutter. Just one more Taisvis, which is Negeya Asugi very much. Taisvis is Choylik and Rashi. This is Taisvis Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Taisve says as follows. The Dibur HaMasul Mishum Zeireya, let's go four lines down. Avo Bereish Perik Teila Mashmik Tzav Tzach Lasses Atil De Mishumo. The Kama Mishama Mishimai Maslinen Bey Rabo Ma Mishum Bey Rab Zeh Rama Mishum Erake. The Gamza Yesh Litcha Yistochi Perushinat that you have to be Masr Mishumo. Mishumai Maslinen Bey Sheyehei Chayit. That not you have to be masre. Al kaponim, if you would be masre, you could become a chuyif to this asra. Rabba omar mishum boire, avlum hisru boi mishum merakeit potter. So Taisus learns claw not like Rashi, that Rabba holds davke mishum boire, not mishum merakeit. Kim de masre mishum dobo shahino idoim aloi. Fakert merakeit is psailus mitarchoichel, misham asaychel mitarch psailus. Who saw us you malik boi you potter, so there's no asra whatsoever. Al misre boy stam al teshamer chay. Abal kaponim from Taisus we see klar that Taisus is chaylik an Rashi, that Rabbe is chaylik an Rab Zeir. Tani Rami bar Yecheskel zokte gemore weiter. Talis kefule lo yase. Vim osa poter aval osa. Ha yekoruch aleo chutay meshiche. Muta l'natoisa l'chadchila. Now, what are we speaking about? So let us see Rashi. Talis kefulo lo yase l'shtoyach talisoi al gabe arbe yeseidois. He should not spread out his talis over four posts. L'shoyin tachteho. Now, Rashi had a kasha, what is this talis kefulo? So the kefulo, it's bent over. So Rashi says, "V'roishov miskaplim lekan ulekan litzat ha'oretz." The roish of the talis bends over. V'havalei liksolim lahogin min hachama da'avi oihalo. So Rashi has a whole megillah over here. Talis kfula. Why is kfula means that it bends? You're spreading it out on four posts. And it drapes over, and the sides are megid min achame the avi oyhalo. The Taisvus Rid asks Akasha and Rashi, the ma iser yesh bikfeilus roisheo shenasim loiksolim. The Taisvus Rid asks, what is the iser that the kfula, the Gemara by Taisvus, the kfula is that, the Rashi says, shan the Gemara, was gate miron that it becomes solim. Ki im beprishosom shoysa oyel aroyshoy, o maloy loy makfula. The iser is the oyel sheboy. This is an oyel lehogay. So fartik, so why, by a mishameres, he asks, by a mishameres, you made the, it's kfula, mishameres, we have a whole sugi of making an oyel. You're making an oyel by a mishameres, so you're making the oyel on top. That is the Issa. You're making an oil. So why here does the Gemara mention Kfula? When we'll finish Rashi Pshat, I'll tell over the Taisus Rit Pshat, a very mechudish the Pshat in the Gemara. But he asks this on Rashi. The Ritve brings down this Kashe. The Ritve is Epizazoi, it's missing a few words, but I'll upon him, this is what we have in the Ritve. The Ritve says as follows. The Ritva says, Mishameres b'milsei b'loy mechitzes. The Mishameres is an oyel without mechitzes. So therefore it's also. Avol hoche kidei lohogin min ha-shemesh. Here the whole purpose is lohogin min ha-shemesh. And without these mechitzes it seems that the oyel on top would not be megin min ha-shemesh. So here without mechitzes it is not good. That is what the Ritva says. Al koponim, so we have over here, one should not spread out a talis over four posts, because he's making an oil, and this ksolim, so mamela, this is osa. Vim osa, potar avol osa. If he did do this, it's potar avol osa. So even though this is an oil, tefach vaistois, it's an oil, and there's mechitzes, but since this is an oyel aroi, So it's potter avalosa. Ayokaruch oleha chut oy meshiche, muta linatoisa lechatchila. Now what is this heter over here? Chut oy meshiche. Now, to this talis, there was attached a chut. Vinosna, and he put this talis al haneis sha'al ha-kinoif. Now, kinoif is a canopy. Some of that's the word canopy, derives from kinoif. It's not too far away. Kinoif is, Rashi in Sukkah explains, kinoif was a bed with four posts going out from the four raglayim, and then there were poles connecting the four posts. It was like a square on top. And they draped over a sheet over it. That was your kinoifis. That was a canopy. Chutoy meshicha. Now, we took this talis. And it has attached to it chutoy meshicha. It has a string attached to it before Shabbos. Vinosno al haneisha al hakinoif. And he put this talis al haneisha al hakinoif. Kshehi mechupeles. And it is folded up now. It is not spread out. It is folded up. V'korach oleho chut, and there's tied to this talis a chut, l'moshcha boy. Now you can spread it out, you can pull it. L'perso l'kan u'l'kan. That means it is folded up on top of this neis. It is folded up on top of the neis, which is a pole. Some say kloines. And now with the chut, it's very difficult to understand how one chut you can spread it lakan or lakan. Maybe there's two chutim. The Ben Chanan says there's two chutim. Rashi says, basically nicht. V'koch ala chut l'moshcha boi l'persa lakan or lakan. Muta l'moshcha boi b'shabit. So one is permitted to be moshech, this folded up talis in Shabbos. The moshef aloy ala royi, this is considered a Ahisofa and an oyel aroi, ve'enoi ki oise lechatchila. This is not considered he made an oil. It's considered he is adding on to an oil. Now, before we understand Pshat and Rashi, let us look at this. Korach oleo chut oi meshiche mutalina toisa. So Taisus had a problem over here. Taisus had a problem that how are you allowed to pull it out if there is not a tefach? That means if it was folded up and there's not a tefach that is mahil over the meter, so you are making an oil aroi in Shabbos. How do these strings help? How do the strings help to be mater anissa? You're not called moisef an oil aroi. Moisef al oil aroi means if you have an oil aroi, you could enlarge it. But you have to first have an oil aroi. So Taisus said it is speaking about kigoin sheshayer bo tefach. It is speaking about this folded talis. A tefach was spread out already over the meter. But you had the tefach is not. You have still a whole meter to cover. The beinyan acher lehavi shori ki ba'ashkechan beperik basre ve'erivin. The Gemara says in Erevin as follows. The Gemara is a ganze meise. Ravin got into he had a whole bunch of behemoths, and he had a problem. He had a problem what to do with the behemoths in Shabbos. What was the problem? The problem was, in the hot days, so you had to cover them in the pen where they were enclosed, so that you had to cover it with mats by day, in order that the sun shouldn't bake on them. That was what you needed by day. Now, if this mats would remain there at night, it was very stuffy, so the animals would be very uncomfortable. So during the week, there was no problem. He put on the mats by day, he took off the mats at night, and was shalom al yisoil. When it came Shabbos, he had a problem. What do you do now? So the Gemara said an eitz as follows. Achim Rav told Ravina this eitz. Kroich budye v'shayer bo tefach. That you go and roll up the mats. You have your large roll of the mats. And you pull out a tefach. So a tefach is already covering the pen where the animals are. So you have already, from Erev Shabbos, an oihel. You have a tefach, that's an oihel. Lemocha poishetes. So tomorrow you can go and pull the whole thing out. So at night you just left the tefach was over the pen where the animals were situated. So the animals had luft. Tomorrow when it started getting hot, you pull out the mat. You moisiv on the oil aroi. There was an oil aroi there from Erev Shabbos, and you only moisiv on the oil aroi. So Memele, so Taisve says, so you see from the Gemara in Erevin, that it is only permissible if there was already a tefach spread out Erev Shabbos. So then the enlarging the oil is called Moisif al oil aroi, and this is permissible. So Taisve says, if here they were matter, usachutai meshiche, you have to say it is speaking about that there's already a tefach spread out. So here, the Chazaynish asked the Kasha, but really he brings it to the Rashba. The Rashba asked this Kasha. The Rashba says it's on the Rif. It's not a Rif, he says it's the Ri. So, Mamanav Shech, if it is speaking about that there's a tefach, so why do you need the Chuta Meshicha? The Gemara in Budya, the Gemara by Budya says the Eitze, you leave over a tefach faltik. Leave over a tefach. Agamara says Chuta Meshicha. So if Taisus wants to say that Taisus wants to be Medama Agamara to the Gemara Budye, and there's a Tefach, so finished. So if there's the Gemara should have spoken about Yev a Tefach, Fartik. Why Agamara speaks about Chuta Meshicha? The Samaritika Kasha. And this Kasha, the Yad David wants to say two Terutz. One Terutz he wants to say that there it's also speaking about with the Chuta Meshicha. That means one doesn't make up from the other. That means Hagemara says you need a Chuta Meshicha. That Gemara says you need a Tefach. And Mashach Osakan is Nishlam Kan. I mean, Chuta Meshicha would not make it a Moisef al oil aroi if you don't have an oil. So you have to have an oil also. And the Aval Pekin, you need a Chuta Meshicha also should be aimed to be to be spread out. So takert. So Agamore, that's how the Yad David wants to say one pshat. A second pshat he wants to say could be that there is better. There is better. The oil, the hosom kila tvei. There you can get away with a tefach. And here you need both. Why he doesn't bother to explain. The night of Yude in Madura Tinyon the Simon Lamed, he wants to also say that there you can get away without a Chuta Meshicha, and here you need a Chuta Meshicha, because Hosam Hoysa Misukenes Lekach. There it was Oymed the whole week, that was Oymed ready to spread out, and so there you don't need a Chuta Meshicha. Here it seems this is a talus, it's Oymed for other Tashmishim. So here, in order to make it oymet to be spread out and to roll back up, here you need a chut meshicha oichem. That is al kaponim, the first teretz of Taisvus. Taisvus in the second teretz, inami, krichas chutay meshicha moy eles beloy shaye botefach. Fakel, that also makes it moy, that gufe, that there's a chut meshicha, that is oymet, that from the Chuta Meshicha, you see, it is oimet to be spread out. What is pshat in this Chuta Meshicha? So that gives it a shame oihel already. That gives it a shame oihel already. And memele, so it's called the Moisef al oihel aroi. You don't need a tefach to give it a shame oihel. The Chuta Meshicha is made on what it's oimet for, so that gives it a shame oihel. This is called Aisafa al oihel aroi. We had mentioned before the Taisves Rid asks on Rashi, what shall Talas Kfula? He didn't like the Kfula that there's Mechitzes. So the Taisves Rid says a very interesting shot in the Gemara. And this is a Shaykhis with the second parrots of Taisves. The Taisves Rid says as follows, Talas Tluya means you had a pole, one pole, and you stuck a talus on the pole, ushnei roisheo mishuloshim lamato. You have a talis that is draped over a pole. This was done Erev Shabbos. V'roitze l'persha al yisedei sacheres b'Shabbos. Now it is on this pole. Now he wants to go and spread it out in Shabbos to make a type of an oil. So there'd be a svara to say, no, he started spreading it out already, he put it over the pole, so now we'll just continue the spreading out. So that the Nidavuta says, well, emrin in the have kehischil mi ba'oid yoy, the loy muchach milse de tliya rishayna l'shem oyeloysa. He says, if I would see from the tliya rishayna that he wants, it's putting it down with an intent to be spread out, so then I would say the oil started Erev Shabbos and he's moisif on oil aroy. But since from putting it down on this yotzeit, Erev Shabbos, it's not muchach b'chlal that this is oimedly poris, this is oimed to be spread out. He put it down, he had a talus, so he stuck it on this pole. But we don't see from his actions any intent of spreading it out. So mamel, you're not allowed to spread it out in Shabbos. But if it has ritzuis, so then we see that the tafkid of this talus is to spread out, so sticking it on a pole Erev Shabbos with Ritzuos, this is more or less like the second teretz of Taisvis, that this shows already that there's an intent that this should be oil, and it's considered that the oil started Erev Shabbos, although there was no Reichev Tefach, and now it could be Mamshech the oil in Shabbos. It's called Moisef al Oil Aroy. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Boi minei Rav Kahane mei Rav. Rav Kahane ist der Scheile vom Rav. Kilo mal. What is the din? By putting a kilo over a meter. A kilo, we'll see, is a different type of a canopy. It's a kinoifes, it's a kilo. Omalei, so he told him, af mito asure. You're asking about the kilo? The meter is also awesome. Mita Mahu, we'll see in Taisvah's pshat in this conversation. Mita Mahu, what is about making a mita in Shabbos? Omalei af kila muteres. Not only is a mita muta, a kila is also muta. Kila mita Mahu, omalei kila asure umita muteres. Let us see Taisvah just to understand the conversation. Boy minei Rav Kahane meira, v'nira l'ri, she'sho'o lo'i stam, b'chol kilois imhei mutos. He wanted to know a general halacha, are kilois muta to make in Shabbos? Omalei, afilu mito yesh mehem she'asurish. You're claiming a shayla about kilois? You know, there's a shayla about mitos also. Hoda boy, no, you tell me there's a shayla about mitos, hoda boy in kol mitos asurish. Omalei, af kilois metoris. There's no such generality. There are mutadike kilois also. So far we heard that there are osadike mitois and there are mutadike kilois. Omalei, kivin shein ata mechalik bishneim. Since you're not differentiating between them, there's osadike kilois. And there's also the kemites and there's muta de kekilois. Mao lash voison kilo mito. So mele they're the same. Bamokim sha also baze, kenegdoi also baze. Oh, malay, no, they don't follow the same pattern. It could be kilo asura, mito muteres. Vechen yesh lefore shehid de perik elu treifes. The Gemara cloud a shayla yesh drusa lachatul. Will a cat make a drusa? Now drusa is when the cat gives a zet with its paws and its nails on it, so it's matrif the animal it zets. Yesh drusa lachatul, omalei af lechuda yesh drusa. You're only saying about a chatul, a chud is smaller than a chatul, and also there's a drusa. Yesh drusa lechulde, omalei af lechatul ein drusa. Lechatul lechulde yesh drusa ein lem drusa, omalei lechatul yesh drusa lechulde ein drusa. So memela also the same type of conversation, that there sometimes there's an isa drusa by a chulde, sometimes there's no isa drusa filo by a chatul, and then sometimes that a chatul is mochamer and a chulde. ומפרש אוסם, and the Gemara explains, the בגדים התלויים, יש דרוסה לחתול, ולילה חודה, ואמרי רב רבי, אין דרוסה אפילו לחתול, ובאיפש יש דרוסה אפילו לחודה. So that's one way. ויש לי אשב כן שפירי שרב רב יצחק ברב מאיר, כלום שעד נעסוק יהיה different way. הוסם שיועסק באמרי שאולוי אם יש דרוסה לחודה וכן כולם. That means could be that there wasn't one long conversation which sounded like double talk. No, these are three conversations which were recorded from three different times. He was learning about Hilchis Imri Rav Revi, so he asked him a Shaila. He asked Drusa, yeah, that's the middle one. He asked him Yesh Drusa Lechulde, he's speaking about Imri Rav Revi. Will Lechulde make a Drusa on Imri Rav Revi? Omalei, aber lechatul ein drusa. Even a chatul can make a drusa nimri rabbi. In each case, speaking about, the shaylas were asked in different zmanim and on different metziyasim. So, bekitza, we have here, from Rav, we have here, there are certain times that a kila is also, there's a certain times that a mita is also, and there's a certain time that a mita is muta and a kila is also. So that now the Gemara is going to explain the cases. V'loi kash. Ho dekoma af mita asure, kidekam anoi. Ho dekoma lay af kila muteres, kiderami bayecheskel. Kila asure mito muteres, bekididida. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Kidekam anoi, hainu galal niso. That's Amita Galal Nisa. Shapirko umachziro. So here the Isar is not an Isar of oil, it's an Isar of binyan. Uhu shein mokim. Loshen ache kamanoi, moiche bigde pishton, moichen alayim. The same type of Amita, but the shells kamanoi, either is a place where they used it, or a profession that used these types of mitas. Kidarami. That akila is muta, korach aleichut. If you'll korach aleichut, then it is muta. Kedidon, mito shahoiso zukufo. You have a mita that was standing up vertically. Vohuma yeshiva al ragleho. So, mamehu, that is muta. Rashi says it's made li yeshiva, so there's no shayla of oil on it. The chlali doesn't need the mokim shetachto. Zogt Taisvis Avkila Muteres Kidderomi Bayecheskel. Let us first see the Gemara Vaita. Zogt the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Yosef Chazina Lohu Lekile Devei Ravune. The Kili, which were by the Bnei Yeshiva of Ravune, the Meulte Negidu, in the evening he noticed the Kilis were spread out, Omitzavche Chavita Ramye. And in the morning, the kilis were thrown down. So that means, what do we see from this? We see from this that it is mutter to, if it's mutter to take it apart, it's mutter to put up also. So this oil aroi is mutter lasois the lister. So Rashi, the mutter negidu mitzavchel chavita, beleli shavas reisim prusais. Laboy kerisim ushlochem loretz alma mutal lefirka vochenami mutal lenatoisa. So let us see toisus avkilo muteres kederami bayecheskel. Ave motzei lemeime ki yehide shanino besamoch lekili devei rafune. Seems this is a different type of akila, which is also muta. V'yeshloima kederami bayecheskel ave. The shayla was asked by a rami bayecheskel type of akila. The Svas Emes explains this Taisvis, that this Taisvis is going according to the second teretz of the previous Taisvis. The Rav Yitzhak ben Rav Meir said that each Shaila was asked at a different time and about a certain case. So Mamela, so Taisvis says very good that it was asked on Arami Bayecheskel Kila. So that's why he answered him. Arami Bayecheskel Kila is Muta. If according to the first Pshat in Taisvis, Taisvis didn't answer anything. Taisvis asked, he asked them three abstract Shailas. He was answering a malazai, a malazai. So he didn't have to say, well, what's a kidrame by Yecheskel Hava? There's no Hava over here. He just told them there are certain that are mutas. He could have told them the type of kila which was used, the Veirafun. Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Vilain Muta Lenatoisoi Umuta Lefirkoi. A Vilain is Muta to spread out, and is Muta to be mefarik, to bring it together. Zot Rashi, what is a Vilain? Mesach Shekeneged HaPesach. This is a curtain, a drapery that is in front of a door. This is Rashi Shita and Daf Kup Chof Heyomet Beis, that the whole Shem Oyel is only an oil. Rashi Shita is the whole Isser oil is only something that's Lemaila, that is an oil. By a Mechitza there's no Isser Asiyas oil. Taisus there is Choylik on Rashi. Taisus says it is Shaykh by a Mechitza, also Teva Teres oil. But Taisus is Mechalek, that if you have a Mechitza that's made Lahatir, this also falls into the category of Asiyas oil. If you're spreading out a Mechitza to be Mater, that you be allowed to carry in the Rishus, or do other pulas in the Rishus, that has a Shem Oyel. That falls into the category of Boine. If it is only made Litznius Ba'alme, so they made Litznius Ba'alme, then it does not have a Shem Asiyas Oyel. So according to Taisvis, this V-line that is Mutter is speaking about a V-line that is only spread out for privacy, not for any halachic purpose. So Mela, therefore, it is Mutter. The Mishneh Brura brings down the Rabbeinu Chananu says Pshat. So Al Kaponim, we explain the Gemara that this vilain is no oil whatsoever. Either according to Rashi because it's not Osi L'Shem Gag, or according to Taisvis it's not Osi to be Mater anything. The Rabbeinu Chananu learns Pshat in this Gemara that it is speaking about that there were Chutim here. Vilain Mutal and Atoisai is speaking about that there are chutim. So the Mishneh Brura says we have to know klo why how chutim come in over here, why you need the heter of chutim. But that's what Ben Chananda learns pshat, and the Rambam also seems to learn that pshat, that you need chutim for some reason. Agav Urche, the Mishneh Brura brings down Amach Loikis. According to Shitas HaToisvis, Toisvis holds that I V-line that's made lahatir, you're not allowed to spread out on Shabbos. What will be if there'll be chutim? Will chutim help the situation? Just like we had before that's the tzir of Romi by Yecheskel, we had there before Talos Kfule, lo yaseh v'mosa potar avolosa, that is called an oyel aroi, and chutim saves the situation. So by a mechitza lahatir, will chutim also save the situation? Since from the chutim we see it's oimed lifreis, will it save the situation? So that the Mishneh Brura brings down amach loikes, the Magen Avraham and the Tosfos Shabbos, the Magen Avraham asers, and the Tosfos Shabbos is matir. Va'amar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chiya. Kilas chasanim muter l'natoisa Umutter lefirko. Kilos chasanim is mutter lenatoise, umutter lefirko. Now let us see Rashi. Kilos chasanim, loidomi leshar kilos. This kilos chasanim is not similar to other kilos. Prusois al gabe kinoif shuhu ledalad raglayim. Shar kilos had a gag, which was that we mentioned before, this was a canopy that had kinaifis, it had four poles jutting out of the four aglaim, and then there were poles connected to it, and they spread over a sadin over this square which surrounded the bed. Abalaidomi lishar kilois, sheshar kilois prusois al gabi kinaif, shahula dalat aglaim. V'yesh lo gag, dahavi oyel. So memela, so we know that law is, it's only mutter in certain cases. Aber v'shel chasanim al gabi naklitim. Shel chasanim was over naklitim. Now what is naklitim? She'enom elo shnayim be'emtsois hamitom. That means the naklitim was something like a tipi. That means as follows. That means in the Shnei Roshei Hamite, there was one pole coming out in the middle this way, one pole coming out in the middle this way, then there was a pole connecting it, and they went and they draped over a sheet over it, so Memele, so you did not have an oil tefach on the top. That is Yesod number Aleph. You only had two poles jutting out in the middle of the mitzvah. V'kone nosan aleihem, and there's a pole connecting these two naklitin. V'abeget nosan olo v'neifel lekanu lekan. V'ein lo gag tefach, there's no gag tefach. Hilkach lav oyel. So far so good. The problems are going to come soon. So kilas chasanim mutal natoise umutal feirka. So why? Because it doesn't have, there's no tefach, so it doesn't have a shame oil. So shalom al yisrael. Omar Rav Sheishes berei de Ravidi lo yamora nel shein begago tefach. But the gag, there's no tefach. Avo yesh begago tefach asuro. If there's a gag tefach, also fine. This we know already. That if there's a gag tefach, so memele, so then you're making an oil. No, that's good. V'chiyein begago tefach, halacha number two. Afilu ein begago tefach nami lo yamoron, al shein bepoches mishloishe somach legago tefach. That when it starts spreading out, so you measure less than three tvachim from the gag. So in less than three tvachim from the gag, if you'll have over here, underneath, less than three tefachim from the gag, you'll have here a roichev of a tefach. It spread out so much that there's a roichev of a tefach. So memele, so it's called yesh beroisho tefach. Toich gimel you say lovut. So I say that if there's a spread of a tefach, toich gimel to the roish, it's also considered oil tefach. Avo yesh bepoches mishloisha somach legago tefach, also. It's also good. The loya moron, now here was the problem starts. The loya moron, and as the Goin says, the Rambam wasn't gairis this Gemara, so a lot of problems were solved. The loya moron, al she'ein v'shipua tefach. Avo yesh v'shipua tefach, shipuya holim ke holim domim. Now let us see what this means. Zot Rashi. Now let's see how Rashi explains this aloha. So Rashi says, Bepoches migimel, that if you go down from the roish of the oil, and there's less than three tvachim, she'eileches umispashetes lamato, while it starts separating, it cannot be that there should be an poches migimel, there should be a roish of tevach, because that's called yesh b'roish of tevach. Beloy amoron, elo she'ein b'shipua tevach. And in the shipua, the end of the slant, there is not a tefach. She'ein kol tzad v'tzad nispashet lemato. When after the end of the slant, when we have this kila, it goes down till the mitte, lisrachek tefach mikineged emtzo isoy. Tahainu she'ein berochboy lemato tfochayim. She'ein berochboy lemato tfochayim. So Memele Rashi is saying as follows. Imagine this kila like a triangle. That means, so it started from the top, less than a tefach, and it is going down. So now when we come to the base of the triangle, make believe you'll make a diameter of the triangle in the middle, and you make two right angles over here. You'll split the triangle in half. Now if you split the triangle in half, so you have an imaginary line, now you have to imagine from the slanty side, I think that's hypotenuse, that's Sachmir, if the Gilsa Diankus is still working. So if the slanty side of the triangle is where it ends, if there's a tefach from here to the diameter, to the right angle, so here you have an oil tefach. So it's also no good. In other words, that if from when it goes down in the slant, there cannot be two tfachim from one side of the triangle to the other side of the triangle. Because if there are two tfachim, so kims there's a tefach from the center to where it's spread out to. So you say shipui oy olim, and over here, on the bottom of the mita, if there is a tefach, if there's a tefach distance, or between the center and the side, or tfachayim from one side to the other side, so als the halacha of shipui oy olim, it is considered that he made an oyel, and this is awesome. So let us see nachamol the lashon of Rashi. So Rashi says, from the center, from where it started, it cannot be spread out of tefach. From one side to the other side is not too tefach. So now Rashi had a very pertinent kasha. So this is a very, very, very skinny triangle. It didn't end up with two tvachim. So who's going to sleep underneath this? This is kilas chasanim. Who's going to sleep underneath this? So Rashi says, v'kilas chasanim ein asuyin lishen tachta. You don't sleep underneath it. Aye, what do you do with it? Ich weiß nicht. Shemach v'na mechitza. One sleeps on one side, one sleeps on the other side. Ich weiß nicht what they did with this kilas chasanim. But Rashi says, it was not made to sleep under. So whatever the purpose was, it served its purpose. But one has to make sure that the, when the triangle ends, the base should not be too tfach. That is, okay, this is a difficult halacha, which we'll see in Taisvis a little bit how to understand this halacha. But let us finish. Rav Sheshes is telling a whole bunch of halachas over here. The loya moron elud leinochis mipul yotefach. Avu nochis mipul yotefach osa. Now it's another loch. When is one permitted to spread a sheet and it's not making an oil tefach, that is dafke, if it does not go underneath the bed a tefach. Avol nochso mipuya tefach, but if the sheet, it's going up, and let us say for practical purposes, if we'll learn the way Rashi learned, so we'll say the sheet was in the middle of the bed, it went down like this, and then let's say it went across the bed, and then it went down further on both sides. So if it went down further under both sides, so if it went underneath the bed, one tefach, a tefach underneath the bed, ha'hu tefach havikir lo'oyel, v'amito nasis lo'igag. So by spreading out this tzadin, so he's making the mita and oil. That's how Rashi learns pshat. This is a very, very difficult halacha to understand. And Baruch Hashem, the Chodesh Aviv in the Sfas Emes didn't understand it, Al Kapono, so we're in good company. They ask as follows. We had learned last week that in an oil, the Rabbonon, lemailo lemato is muta. The whole Issa of an oil derabonon that needs mechitzes is if you first make the mechitze and then you make the oil, so then it is awesome. An oil aroi. Unless the oil is made especially to be megan, then you don't need mechitzes. But if the oil is not made to be megan, so memela, then you need mechitzes also. So the iser is only if you first made mechitzes and then you made the oil. Lemata lemaila is also. Lemalo lemata is muta. That means if you have such a situation that you're making an oil and then you make mechitzes, that is muta. So they don't understand Rashi. The bed was here already. Now you're just making the mechitzes by spreading out the sadin, you're making the mechitzes underneath the bed. That's all what you're accomplishing over here. So why should this be also? They have a kasha. So this is shver. Why, this halach is also shver. Now let us see Tosfos. She'ein b'shipua tefach. Zok Tosfos, how be yesh tema? This whole sugya is very difficult to understand. The eich yitochin ze, she'ein b'shipua tefach, the way Rashi explained, ein b'shipua tefach means that you have a kilo that is starting from the top and it spreads down and the whole width of this triangle is less than two tvachim. Eichi tochen zedim ke lemahu roi im lechol ha-shipua ein tefach. If on each side it does not spread out a tefach from the center. The yesh leforish. So Tosfos says, maybe we'll say a pshat in the Gemara. And be'emesin as the Bach tzeichen tzu, Rashi said this in Erevin. So Tosfos says as follows, Kigoyim sha'asadin she'poros ala kilo munach al gabi kanim merubim v'loi poshtu hasadin heite u'munach v'noifel ben kone lekone ke'ein shureis eshach she'ben kol kone shipua ben boise shipua tefach. So pshat in Tosfos is as follows, that we are not speaking about the way Rashi said naklitin, we're speaking about only two poles which are jutting out from the middle of the bed. We are speaking about 20 poles. That means the 20 poles that are jutting out from the Rosh Hamita and the Soif Hamita, and it looks like a cage. And he has on both sides, 20 poles on each side of the Rosh Hamit, and he has 20 poles connecting the two poles on the Rosh Hamit and those. And then he takes a real big sheet, and he flips it over these 20 poles. Now, if he'd flip it over straight, so then we're in hot waters, he's talking making an oil tefach. So he doesn't flip it over straight, he flips it over that it should be very loose. So it comes out like this. So it's over the first pole, so it goes down. And it goes up a little bit, the second pole, up and third. So it looks like a jagged line. That is how the kilo looks. You don't have a kilo going this way. You have a kilo going this way. That is the kilo. Vusgeitemon unten. Unten, he's covered with a kilo. Vusgeitemon, if it's bumpy, if it's straight, it's geitem goldenstorm. But we accomplished a gewaltige Sache. You could do this in Shabbos. But now we have to see that it means each pole has a certain amount of material over it that is draped over it. So we say now that this pole should not be a reichev tefach. And when it spreads down, it should also not spread down that it should be two tefachim wide. So if you make small triangles over the 20 poles which are covering the kilim, so memele, it should be muta. That is what the case is. So Mamela, now we can picture Al Kaponamat, so we accomplished a lot. Rashi Nehrevin says the same thing, but not with a very big piece of material. Rashi says there was small sudrim. He put over each pole, he put a small sudra, so Al Kaponim, and it draped over a little bit. So you had the same accomplishment, and it's not Roishe Tefach, Teich Gimel, it's not Roichev Tefach, and the Shipua is also, with the Shipua ends, is also not a Tefach, from the center. Yesh achshe ben kol kone shipua ve'en ba'isi shipua tefach v'doichik. But Tosfos does not like this pshat. The Teiris Chaim and Erevin is ma'ire. It seems there's a lot of poles here, so he's ma'ire. If there's a lot of poles, so Memele should say lovot. So Memele, so it's considered like the whole thing is covered with an oil already. If the poles are teich gimel, so you have an oil already. So what the only you're being meisav aloy laroi. So be meisav aloy. Since you say lavud already, so you have an oil meat because of the poles which are there. So memela, so chistamazay be muta. That's the ha'orah the Teiris Chaim asks. The yesh meforshim. Okay, but this v'daychik Tosfos did not like this pshat. The yesh meforshim. She'ein b'shipua tefach b'goiva yud. That what we did not permit a shipua tefach, that's if there's a goiva yud. That means that we'll see soon that the shir yud tfochim, that is a shir oihel. Less than yud tfochim does not have a shir oihel. So memele, so I think this is pshat in the Marshal. I think that the Tosfos means to say like this. That means if you'll have it going down like this, then all of a sudden it'll spread out and it'll go down. But from the spread into the bottom, there's not a goy vayut, so there's no problem. The whole issa, the whole Issa of a Roichev Tefach, which we're worried about, if there's a Goy Vayud, if there's no Goy Vayud, there's nothing what to worry about. So Taisus asked Akasha, what is he accomplishing with this Kila? It's a very skinny Kila, no one can get underneath it. So Taisus says, no, and in the end, it widened out immensely. But there's no Goy Vayud. The Yesh Mefosh and Shein Bishipua Tefach Begoy Vayud. The Shiyotza Shetapua Tefach, when they're ready to Zaroich of Tefach, Ein Misham Ad Lamata Goy Vayud, Veloichoshiv Oil, this is not considered an oil. Kida Ashkan, where do we see this Yesod? That's not considered an oil. Kida Ashkan Mekabah the Sukkah. The Bekile, Kihach, the one is not permitted to sleep underneath a kila in a sukkah because it's considered he's an oil bifnei atzmai, so it's an oil chaitzis. But what if the kila, the goiva of the kila is less than yutzvachim, so it doesn't have a teiris oil, so it's considered like a blanket, not like an oil bifnei atzmai. Kihach mutalishim besukkah. The Amar Rav Yehuda mashmu mutalishim bekilas chasanim, afal pishi yesh lo gag, even though it has a gag, v'hushayne yutzvachim. So memeila, we see that in Hilchis oil, you need a goy vayud. So memeila, so we'll understand our gemara, that what the Rav Sheshes was makbed, yishnare v'roichev tefach, that's kol zman yev a goy vayud. If less than a goy vayud, it doesn't matter. V'nir l'ri, the vada in the heidegabi sukkah leichoshev oil, that's true. That lagabi suke to call an oil chaytis if it doesn't have a goy for you that's not considered an oil. But chayin lagabi krishme kadiyisa hosam, the gemara is a shayla if he's orum. So, and he's sticking his head outside of the kila. So if it has a shame oil, so you say reishay bosagufa grire. He's not allowed to learn krishme. If it is less than a yutvachim, so he's allowed to learn krishme. So these halachas of Yud apply by Sukkah, apply by Krishma Kedisa Hosam. Mi ulegabi Shabbos, abo ulegabi the Israel of Shabbos, Choshit, if it will less than a goy vayud, here's a shem oil. Vasiri, shrei mishameres, ubeyosa, vekidra, vechavita, asiri, mishum oil, v'loi mash mishayesh begoy van yutvachim, it seems that it's also full without a goy van yutvachim. Void koshmi do lakamon gabi krifa mitzvahs. That the Gemara says later, and the next Mishnah krifa mitzvahs, if there's a goiva tefach, so it's also alzoyel. V'shem rabbi nishmul pirish legasin alay lishniklal. This whole thing, we mekois, which is gavaldik. V'shipuoy holim kolim domi. The besoype kama de suke maskine de shipuoy holim lavkoy holim domi. There's a shaila in the Gemara, If an oihel is something going horizontal, a mechitza is something going vertically. If you have something going on a slant, since it's really going horizontally and vertically at the same time, does that have a shem oil? So it's a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara. If it has a shem oil, la locha we pasken shipuy oiholim lav oiholim. So memela, so stamazay, there's no problem of the shipua over here. So memela, so it's meichik the whole Gemara. So Taisa says, "Vimishem hala yiri veshlofosh tahosim vein b'shipuay tefach, v'achuk sheyesh b'shipuay tefach." So memela, it's not muchach from that gemara that we don't pass like our gemara.